All right, it's time for that music, which means it's time for the Donnie Debrief, brought to you by Saloni's Italian Bread Company, over 100 years of baking experience. I'll also tell you that it is 4:32. Now's the time to make that call to the Buell Insurance Agency. Get help with those premiums, 724-443-5610. But now, Donnie, I turn it over to you.
The Debrief, July 21, 2025. All right, Malzie, the Steelers unveiled their throwback uniforms this morning from 1933.
Uni season, baby. I love it.
And
you know I love it.
An alternate helmet for the first time in well over a decade with the matte gold helmet that they are throwing out there. But what do you think of it? I know Pony was not a fan, Malzie, but I want to hear your review.
I think they're fine. I like the matte gold, the helmet being a little bit of a throwback. You know that I'll never get my holy grail of a red and blue hypocycloid-themed uniform, so I'm just going to have to ditch that plan, but I've always thought that would be the best. I think it looks fine. It's the 1994 Barry Foster, same kind. It's an updated
Rod
version
Woodson,
of that.
That's what I was thinking of.
Yeah, it's the 94. They had the big patches where Woodson and Dion were on the all-75th anniversary team as the corners. The one thing I haven't understood from people on this is everyone saying, I hate it. It would be better with black pants. I think it would look ridiculous with black pants.
So I did see somebody mock it up with black pants, and to me it does look better. But the thing is, kind of like with the infamous Bumblebee uniforms, the beige / khaki pants actually have a meaning. Like
yeah,
that was the like original pants
that, was how
that
they, looked.
They wore in 33.
Yeah, I don't really understand the problem that people have with this. I think it's they wore it in 1994. You know what? In 1994, if Twitter existed, we would have had the same outcry. Oh, why are they wearing this? I think they look fine. A throwback is not supposed to look like the ultimate in like style here. The Packers throwbacks are like the most plain Jane uniforms you could imagine. A throwback is supposed to look like a throwback, like what it was.
Yeah, I feel like sometimes we kind of get caught up in throwback and alternate, meaning
the same thing. Which they don't. That's a good point.
Right,
that's a good distinction.
A team can put out an alternate uniform, which has nothing to do with their history, and that can look new and modern and cool. I mean, this isn't meant to be that. This is meant to go back in Steelers
history. I agree with you.
And be a look at what they used to wear. I was kind of hoping for the ones they wore like in the late 60s that had the gold on the shoulders.
Yeah. Yep.
Because I can't remember a time when they wore those in recent history.
I have a theory, and it's just a complete pet theory. That was such a bad time in franchise history, they're trying to avoid it.
Just completely wipe it out. This never existed.
Well, they were a total joke back then. They were one of the punchlines of the NFL. I think that don't you think it's at least plausible that that was such a bad time and that they're in their history that they would try to avoid it, that they wouldn't call, you know, give it a ton of credence and bring it back in? All it is bad memories. This is to the inception of the franchise. That's part of the reason I think they avoid those 60s uniforms. I also think you truly did make a perfect point. A throwback does not have to look cool. An alternate jersey should probably look pretty appealing from like a sharpness perspective. The whole point of the throwback is honoring your history. Cool. Hey, this is what it was like almost 100 years ago when the franchise was founded. This is how they were dressing. And I think the black pants, I don't know. It would look, the black pants would make it look like something I would design on like a game of Madden where I could design a jersey from scratch or something. I'd be like, look at all this black and yellow. It would look like Iowa doing a throwback uniform. Keep the beige pants.
Well, remember
stop whining people.
The one that the Giants unveiled, they look like the Canadiens.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. You're right.
But again, that's a throwback. I mean, they're not always going to look pretty in modern times.
Somebody pointed out their big gripe is that the jersey numbers on the front do not match the ones on the back because they're like white on the front, black on the back.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Isn't that another, though, unique, like, sort of calling card thing? I don't know. I don't have a huge issue with it.
Yeah, so I'm looking at the... So the numbers don't have any sort of historical significance. Now, on the back, they do. They went with the classic block numbers.
No, isn't it just a color match?
Yeah, well, the thing is, if you make the numbers black on the front, that messes up the stripes.
Yeah, you have to do it.
Because you have the black striping. So
you know what? I'm
going to
be bold
be
here. This is a better look than the Bumblebee uniform. I think it's better. There's a lot going on. It's visually distracting. It's a better look than the Bumblebee uniforms. How about them apples, Don?
I think I'm with you now that I'm looking at it more. I mean, I had still been the guy calling for the all white if they ever go back to the color rush days, because one of my like weird stances is that for as ugly as some of those uniforms were, I kind of miss the color rush.
All right, I have a take on the
Thursday night football.
I have a color rush take, though. All white to me is not a color rush.
Well, the Bengals did it.
I understand that. And the white with the white helmet, I think theirs looked very cool for some reason. I don't know why. Like a Siberian tiger look. I don't know, though. Otherwise, I feel like all white is such an unbelievable cop-out. You could do that anytime you wanted to if you were most teams. Hey, let's get our all white look together. Oh, cool. Let's go with the blandest color possible. Hey, let's make the... Hey, how about more white? Can you get a little bit more white in the uniform here? I don't know. It's not Wimbledon, man. Anyway, I like a good uniform discussion. Again, Pony just with a huge opinion on this on Twitter, like so mad about it. He's been in agony, I think, the last couple days. I think he's been a mess.
I think the Watt stuff
the Watt
really
thing,
pierced
the Watt
him.
Broke him. The Watt news broke him, man. And here's what I actually thought was going to happen when that story broke. I thought we were going to get a guerrilla style call in from him. He was just going to appear on the lines and say, like, Craig told me that I could call in. Put me on the air.
Poor Stella on her birthday.
I hope he... I think he must have, like, compartmentalized it to a degree, though, because I think Amanda would have strangled him, and understandably so, had he been that much of a screwball about it. Anyway, Don, thank you for the debrief. Fan Hotline, by the way, is presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Anyway, Steelers, if you're listening to this, by the way, just think about it. Just a humble suggestion. Either an all-red or all-blue-themed uniform. Get those hypocycloids involved, people! Can you imagine if they went with a Malzi mock-up? A red helmet? Give me a red helmet, at least. Why can't I have
somebody
that?
Somebody threw that out there a couple of somebody years ago, and it actually looked pretty good.
It was based on my
I
like,
know, we
begging
had this
for
same
it,
conversation.
And it kicked ass. It looked great. It was awesome. I'm just very ticked off about it, that they won't throw me a bone with that one. Anywho, let's talk coming up.